Time finally ran out for Abdul Kader Mullah, senior opposition leader and Islamist cleric in Bangladesh yesterday, convicted for atrocities during the country's war of independence that took place 41 years ago. He was hanged in Dhaka prison yesterday morning. He had earlier been tried by a war crimes tribunal, found guilty of, among other things, killing more than 300 people, including intellectuals, doctors and teachers, and sentenced to life in jail. However, vociferous protests resulted in the Supreme Court taking up the matter and sentencing him to death. Yesterday, when news of the execution was announced, jubilant groups celebrated the event outside the prison in Dhaka, while elsewhere his supporters went on the rampage, rioting and damaging public property. Political analysts say this is worrying because in January, Bangladesh goes to the polls and they believe that the violence will continue. Security has been stepped up across Bangladesh after the execution, as the country hovers on a razor's edge of violence and mayhem in the lead up to the January 5th elections. Bad enough before, the situation could get even more chaotic as the week concludes. Carol Andrade for Vatican Radio.